whether you're standing in line waiting to vote, driving to the polling station, or driving on to work, you're listening to Slashdot Review, summarizing the stories from Monday, November 1st, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from Monday's contributions to Slashdot.com. We'll have a featured song from GarageBand.com artist Stone Melanies from Ottawa, Ontario. But now on to the headlines. The lead item at this hour on Slashdot is deployment by the U.S. of a satellite jamming system. CNN has an article linked on Slashdot about a ground-based satellite jamming system that uses, quote, electromagnetic radio frequency energy to knock out transmissions on a temporary and reversible basis without frying components. Is this another old-school EM jamming technique or something new? Of course they won't say, citing operational security concerns. Slashdot has some information on how infants crack the speech code. Scupper writes in that infants learn language with remarkable speed, but how they do it remains a mystery. New data shows that infants use computational strategies to detect patterns in language. According to UW's Dr. Patricia Kuhl, in the Nature article, Early Language Acquisition, Cracking the Speech Code, there's evidence that infants analyze the statistical distribution of sounds that they hear in ambient language and use this information. They also learn phonotactic rules, language-specific rules that govern the sequence of phonemes that can be used to compose words. Hollywood is about ready to hire some virtual stuntmen. Kerhop writes that Discovery Channel has an article about a new form of virtual actors in movies. In particular, Endorphin's virtual actors learn how to move and react independently, unlike most computerized characters now that depend on fixed databases containing animated clips. MSNBC is also featuring a news video, but unfortunately there's no direct link that's available on Slashdot, as a stream has to be added to a playlist. The featured software, Endorphin, is created by Natural Motion, and there are links on Slashdot to that site. OpenBSD 3.6 has been released, and it contains significant new features such as SMP support for i386 and AMD 64 architectures, the ability to optimize PF rule sets, better hot plug support, in addition to more robust encryption and VPN functionality. This is in addition to more recent hardware support. For a full list of changes, you can take a look at the 3.6 change log, linked from Slashdot. Just double-click on the blocks. A reader writes that many sources report that DoubleClick, the world's leading supplier of cookies, may be up for sale. There's also an Associated Press report out as well. The online advertising market has been pretty hard lately, but there's also been a widespread perception that DoubleClick has been resting on its laurels. So the question still is, who wrote the So Big Virus? An anonymous reader writes that F-Secure's virus blog posted links to a 48-page technical study on who wrote the infamous So Big Worm, which went around the world last year. The study is done by anonymous authors. It concludes that the author of this worm is a Russian programmer and goes all the way to name him. This file has now been posted publicly on GeoCities and Tripod, so you can have a look yourself and make your own conclusions. The evolution versus creationism debate continues. Sox2 writes that SciScoop is running a story about researchers in Germany who claim to have solved the mystery surrounding the evolution of the mammalian eye. The work, which published in Science, goes some way towards answering the issues raised by the intelligent design debate, which has become the mainstay of creationist thinking. In the world of politics, the vote master is Andrew Tannenbaum. A reader writes that electoralvote.com, a site of daily updated maps on the U.S. Electoral College, based on a number of polls, is probably a site that the politically inclined check daily, and probably hourly, in the next day or two. Well, it's been revealed that the person behind the site, a.k.a. the Vote Master, is none other than Andrew Tannenbaum, author of numerous computer science books. He's also known for a little discussion with someone named Linus Torvalds. Dan the Man writes to Slashdot that, quote, for every great game there is for Mac OS X, there are at least two for Windows. It's sad, but it's a fact. In an article, he proposes a solution, and it's for Apple, This article link on Slashdot proposes a solution, and the solution is for Apple to port games. By the way, since the Xbox 2 will use PowerPC G5, it shouldn't be that difficult to port future Xbox games to the PowerMac G5 and the iMac, both of which are now 64-bit. Would you buy a Mac if you could play Counter-Strike Source and Half-Life 2? Slashdot Review offers a way that you can call in with your comments. All that's required is a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP call to 747-667-3306. Just reference the title of the Slashdot item and add your comments. The world's first ultra-thin multilayer circuit board has been announced. Neutron P writes to Slashdot that Seiko Epson has developed the world's first 20-layer circuit board. Multilayer boards are normally produced by using photolithography. However, the industry has struggled to produce thin, lightweight, high-density multilayer circuit boards. Seiko Epson uses an inkjet-based manufacturing process, which has many advantages over traditional photolithography processes. 13.7 billion years writes to Slashdot that New Scientist is reporting that TDK has developed a transparent polymer for LCD screens and optical media that's impervious to general neglect and abuse. The reporter says that in one of the most convincing technology demonstrations that he has ever witnessed, he was handed a CD, a wire wool pan scour, and some permanent marker pens and invited to scratch or mark up the disc. As hard as he tried, he could not make a single mark on the disc with the scour pad, and the ink simply wiped off. The coating is apparently responsible for Blu-ray's new caddyless form factor. There's a book review posted on Slashdot talking about high-tech crimes. Alex Miskalyuk writes to Slashdot that when reading about computer crimes, we're usually told the victim's point of view. We learn about the thieves stealing thousands of credit card numbers and identity theft victims who lost their credit history with the wallet that they lost in the mall. But how do criminals ever get caught? Who performs the forensic search? And who participates in the sting operations? The details are to be found in Alex's review of High-Tech Crimes Revealed, which addresses these questions. There's an excellent conceptual flyover for developers on grid computing. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that the article relates many grid computing concepts to known quantities for developers, such as object-oriented programming, XML, and web services. The author also offers a reading list of white papers, articles, and books where you can find out more about grid computing. KDE running on a GameCube? You bet. Bruno Mee writes that some of the folks at the GameCube Linux project have gotten KDE to run on a GameCube. There's a screenshot of what it actually looks like and what it should look like. This is the first real GameCube spelled with a K. Introducing the Wi-Fi Mobile. TechWriter writes to Slashdot that a Twin Cities tech entrepreneur has retrofitted an old TV station truck to serve as a roving hotspot for internet access. His technology firm has blanketed the metropolitan area with WiMAX transmitters atop local skyscrapers, so all he needs to do is grab bandwidth using the truck's telescoping mast and convert it to Wi-Fi for use in the vehicle's immediate surroundings. The dude happens to be in a band, so his wireless arrangement has been great for streaming outdoor performances. And finally, don't forget to vote. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Monday, November 1st. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license as detailed in Slashdotreview.com. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Now, this evening's featured album track is from the GarageBand.com artist Stone Melodies. The track, This I Know. You can find more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following links on Slashdot Review.
gives us room to breathe. Should we?